RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we go back to the phones here, over the break, I did hunt down George Washington's farewell address. And in it, he talks about how the idea of political parties as a whole could represent a threat to true democracy in this nation. He didn't say anything about the two-party system, but he said there had to be concerns about allowing political parties to acquire too much influence within our system. Okay, back to the phones here. Peter in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you were speculating a little earlier on what those two other targets might have been in the attack that Trump supposedly pulled back from.
Yes.
I would tell you that Tom Cotton and Lindsey Graham are signaling one is Iranian oil terminals and facilities on the coast. Another, they're also signaling Iranian blue water fleet, which is almost nothing. It's on the Arabian seaside. They have a blue water and a brown water fleet. The brown water is for the Persian Gulf area. It's mostly motor torpedo boats and small craft meant to swarm, you know, any kind of larger warship in the restricted and shallow waterways of the Persian Gulf. But the blue water is like two outdated frigates, which are almost nothing, but would be, you could beat your chest if you were Trump or Bolton and say, we knocked out their blue water Navy. That's a possibility. I just wanted to throw those out there. And both Graham, Lindsey Graham and Cotton are, preparing people for those, but mentioning them in particular. But I want to also, I just sent you something from Mondo Weiss, and it's a review of a book called Exodus Betrayal, and it's Imagine a U.S. President Taking Iran's Side, or basically standing up to Israel. And I heard about it, I think I sent to you over the weekend, but I tried to order it. I called up Barnes & Noble, and of course, it wasn't published by anybody. That, something like that never gets published, just like the Walton Mearsheimer's book had to go to London to get published. But it was self-published, and you can buy it through Amazon. And it's basically a 435-page fictional book of an American president standing up to the Israeli lobby. And kudos to Mondo Weiss for even letting people know. No one would know about it if not for Mondo Weiss. So, that, you know. Did you happen
well,
to see that?
Definitely talk about a work of fiction.
Yeah, exactly. But who knows? After all this, it's so clear who's beating the drum for this and who's paying the money to beat the drum for this, and paying off the legislators to beat the drum for this, and paying off who got Bolton in there and Pompeo in there, actually placed them in. It's Israel in her fifth column. That's who's getting us into war. And maybe after all this, a book like this will have some resonance, and maybe there's still a chance, Mike. Who knows?
Well, I don't think anybody is ever going to ascend a high office in this country who has not already proven to be loyal to Israel. AIPAC will see to that. And the real lie about our so-called democratic principles is that long before ordinary Americans walk into those voting booths, the field of candidates has already been vetted to serve the military-industrial complex, to serve Israel, to serve Wall Street. And there really is no choice by the time we get to put our hand on those little buttons.
Yeah, this is, and even the author agrees with you on that, Mike, because the premise is the president assumes office after there's been some assassinations, and there's there's been no no election that would do exactly as you've said it has been done throughout our history when it comes to Israel. So, was the premise of the book, Mike, and you're right. It would never happen.
Well, I just put up that Mondo Weiss link at whatreallyhappened.com so people can look at that.
Well, thank you, Michael. Anyway, listen, you were up really early today, weren't you?
Yeah. We had some unpleasant weather overhead that woke me up.
I could tell by how early you were posting your articles. I go, whoa, either Mike can't sleep or something's going on. But anyways, listen, thanks for the time, Mike.
All right, you got it. Thanks an awful lot. I mean, you just wait until after we get back to Indiana. You know, we'll obviously be starting to load up the website much, much earlier in the day than we do now. All righty, getting on back to the international news. Apparently over in the Czech Republic, there is a major, major protest taking place demanding the Prime Minister, Andrej Babiš. They want him to step down. He's facing a criminal investigation over alleged fraud. He's also the subject of a European Union conflict of interest investigation. And organizers are saying that about 250,000 people attended this rally. It's the largest protest since the fall of communism in 1989. So the protest was organized by the Million Moments for Democracy group, and they started as this small student initiative. And it's just spread into a mass movement, kind of like the Yellow Vests did. So, little upset over there. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. apparently, over in Taiwan, they're having major protests against fake news. And apparently, this happened yesterday. And they're protesting against pro-Beijing Taiwanese media. And media outlets that they see are engaging in brainwashing people or idolizing particular politicians with untruthful news report should get out of Taiwan. And this is coming from Guan Cheng, a well-known live streamer in Taiwan, directly calling out CTI News during a brief interview before walking onto the stage of the rally. So people are really starting to move all over the world. You're seeing all these protests all over the world against corruption, against false media. Sooner or later, it'll get here. It will get here. I know a lot of our callers bemoan the fact that the American people seem to be in this permanent state of torpor, of not wanting to get on out into the streets and say, you know, CNN is bad, for example. Another little story here, there's some blacklisted news. Basically, it's saying that as near as anybody can tell, this attempt at a regime change operation in Venezuela has pretty much failed. And I think the final nail in the coffin was the embezzlement scandal that erupted around the U.S.-appointed new president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, where it turned out that his associates were basically grabbing onto the cash being sent for humanitarian aid and basically sticking it in their pocket. So right now, it looks like that's stalled. They don't have a legitimate government that they can put in there anymore. Guaido's not seen as legitimate anymore. The people are not behind him. Venezuela hasn't attacked the United States, so the United States can't attack them. This whole change the world around plan isn't working out all that well. All right, let's take another phone call. This is from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, a couple of things, you know, concerning the Iran deal, thing was going on. One, I was earlier, I turned on a video. I got home on my something called Secular Talk. This guy, Kyle Kaninsky, something like that. And he went over something. You know who this guy Ben Shapiro is?
Yes.
He's a little nerd. He's a little nerd talk show host. And he's always advocating war. You know, real neocon. the thing that gets me, and he was also, you know, criticizing why we didn't, you know, we should have attacked Iran and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I understand, from you know, that this clown was talking the same crap back in during the Iraq War when he was about 18 and 19 years old, easily could have joined the military. And now he's only, like, I think in his mid-30s. And the military are taking people in the mid-30s, all the way up to their early 40s, I believe, right now.
Yes.
This little dirtbag, this cowardly little punk, if he believes that way, he should go and join the military. Okay? He's the kind of guy, well, I don't want to say any more about him because, you know, I might, you know, say something you don't want to hear in there. You know what I mean? The radio station doesn't want to hear. So, but the sad thing is this. He's not the only one. These neocons are coming out of the woodwork now. Sean Hannity had just about a fit, evidently, what he wanted to do to Iran. Mark Levin, another one, another neocon. These people are so vicious. They are so evil. I can't believe at one time I used to like some of these talk shows. I mean, they just, all they want is war. They don't care. Obviously, they say they do care, but obviously they don't care about the soldiers who would lose their lives, and they certainly don't care about the civilians in these countries that would lose their lives. All they want is war, 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 war. And, of course, you know, always a lot about defending Israel, including Hannity. He was talking about defending. I was watching the Duran. You know the show, the Duran?
Yeah.
They were talking about that. They were showing Hannity's show there where he was, you know, he went in an outburst. He was debating Geraldo Rivera. And he was saying, you know, oh, they're always shouting what they want to do to Israel. Hey, it's none of our business what they want to do to Israel or what Israel wants to do to them. We need to stay out of these places. It is none of our business. And we're just talking about the influence, the Zionist lobby and all that of the APEC. I'm going to tell you this. If we get into a war now with Iran, it's going to be bloody.
Yes.
God knows how far it'll go, whether it'll go to World War III. Probably won't. It'll probably be somewhat limited, but it's going to be bloody. And we're talking very possibly losing, actually having aircraft carriers obliterated. And if we had to invade the place, we probably would need a million men. Like I said before, we probably need a draft. Okay. Something like this happens, and it's going to come up. That this is all about, you know, defending Israel and this, that. Because Trump himself has said that we're keeping people like in Syria, for instance, to defend Israel. There is going to be such an outburst against Israel and against the Zionist lobby in this country. They won't be able to get away with it anymore. AIPAC will lose its power. The people are going to rebel. It's not going to happen. People like Shapiro, you know, they're not going to be drafted, you know. I don't know
yes.
what the draft age is up to. But I'm telling you, it gets me disgusted. And I told you before, I'm of Jewish ancestry myself. I'm concerned about anti-Semitism, not the nonsense anti-Semitism talk about, but the kind of anti-Semitism that could occur if this war gets on. I'm glad I don't live in, you know, I'm glad I live in an isolated area. Nobody knows who and what I am. I don't, you know, discuss my ethnicity. I just tell you on a show there. So, you understand where I'm coming from? That I'm,
right.
You know, I'm an American first. I don't care about my. I care. I can't say I don't care at all. But I certainly don't care about Israel. They mean nothing to me. Zero, zip, zero, nada. My favorite. My country is the United States. If I had to pick a second favorite country I have right now, then that country I think we should be really should be friends, best friends with, it's Russia. Okay. Israel has nothing to do with, as far as I'm concerned. I couldn't care less about them, okay? If they start behaving themselves, yeah, I'd like to see them, you know, do okay. But they're not behaving themselves. They're rogue nations. They're almost as bad, if not worse, as bad or worse than Saudi Arabia. They do not. They are not worth defending right now. They're a segregationist nation too. Very racist in their attitude. I understand. What I understand, they're even racist towards dark-skinned Jews. I understand there's some kind of racism there, like against certain Sephardic Jews and Ethiopian
yes.
Jews.
So, yes.
I mean, this is not a good nation. And they've got an evil, but he may not be a dictator, but he's just about a dictator, Netanyahu. Okay, what is it about this country? Why is it these people want to constantly say Israel, 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 Israel? It's not about Israel. It's about this country and about keeping ourselves, you know, out of these wars and listening to George Washington and other patriots who warned about these things, okay, who warned us, stay out of foreign entanglements. They're not necessary. We don't need them. We can defend our own country. We could cut our military, our so-called military defense budget. It's really not a defense budget. It's an imperial budget in half. And we'd still be completely safe from anybody attacking us. As a matter of fact, Russia has $61 billion they spend in their, on their defense. And they're plenty powerful. They can defend their own country. And that's what's necessary, to defend your own country. We don't need to do this, Mike. It's not right. We got to bring our troops home. We got to stop these wars. It's not right. We got to get out of that Middle East. These people hate each other so much, let them go at it. I don't know what the deal is with these Israelis and the Saudis. They seem like they're long-lost brothers now. So,
yes.
You know, if they want to take on Iran, let them go take on Iran. Good luck. Have fun. All right?
So Israel doesn't like to fight their own wars. I mean, if you look back over the last 60 years, you know, Israel's gotten itself into a few wars. They've done sort of okay. But their goal is to have other countries fight their wars for them. Psychiatrists call it, let's you and him fight, you know, when it's done at the personal level. And that's what Israel wants to do. Israel wanted Iraq smashed up, but they didn't want to have to do it. They got the Americans to do it. Now Israel wants Iran smashed up, but they don't want to do it. They want the United States to do it.
They couldn't do it unless they use nuclear weapons. And I would hope that somebody warns them, if you use nuclear weapons, we'll do, like, I know we're not going to do it, but maybe Russia would tell them, look, use nuclear weapons. You want to go to war with Iran? Have fun. You and Saudi Arabia, whatever you want to do. But if you use nukes, we're going to nuke you. Maybe Russia or China would tell them that. Other than that, you know, go ahead. You guys want to go fight? Because they're not going to be able to beat Iran. Iran would roll over them. Probably in a couple of days. They're too big, too powerful. You know, logistically,
yep.
Israel didn't have a chance. Neither would Saudi Arabia. The Saudis don't even do their, you know, talk about having other people do the fight. They don't even have their own soldiers. They have mostly mercenaries. Mercenaries aren't going to fight very well. And the same thing with in this country with illegal aliens and stuff. You think we're going to get the illegals to really fight? I doubt it. You know,
they've already abandoned that program. They've already abandoned that program. Yeah.
Yeah. You know that Navy SEAL, by the way, that's on trial right now, right?
Yes.
And three other Navy SEALs are accusing him of not just that one murder, but of shooting innocent people and all kinds of other stuff. And they say, well, now, you know what their defense is, I understand? It's all over, they're playing all over the radio and stuff like that. They're saying that they didn't like the guy. He was too tough on them, you know? You're talking about supposedly, if we're to believe it, if it's not all hype, the toughest soldiers or sailors in the world, okay? And now they're saying, oh, no, they just couldn't take all of that, and all, you know, and this and that, and they're willing to, you know, put a guy in prison because he was too tough on them. So either they're lying, okay, and if they're telling, and if this guy is telling the truth or his family is telling the truth about that defense, then it means the SEALs are most likely all hype. If they're telling the truth, this guy's a vicious murderer, and I tend to believe them. But it obviously shows there is trouble even within the elite of our military. That's because nobody wants to go in anymore. Who wants to go and fight other people's wars? Would you?
Nope.
I don't care how much they paid. You know, if it comes to defending this country, sure. But, you know, who wants to go to fight other people's wars or to fight corporate wars? Or the oil company wars, or the banks wars, or Israel's wars, or Saudi Arabia wars. Nobody wants to do that, Mike. Nobody. Nobody in their right mind. So they're having to pick from the bottom of the barrel. And eventually
Yes, they are. They're putting snowflakes in uniforms, and we're getting the result of all this liberal indoctrination. Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to Don in Iowa. Don, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, that movie, The Pentagon Wars, you recommend a lot?
Yes.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Good. All right. Good place to see it then.
I saw it, and it was pretty good. I mean, and anybody that's been in the military knows that it's all about there's so much fraud, waste, and abuse, you know, that it's no secret. I mean, that's just the way they operate. They did this movie as a comedy, and then similar to The War Machine with Brad Pitt, they also did that one as a comedy too, you know. That way they can get the movie made. I think if they tried to do it as a serious drama or as a documentary, this kind of softens it a little bit by making people laugh at the same time.
Yes.
And I'm waiting for them to come out with the comedy about the USS Liberty, if that's possible.
Well, I know that there is an attempt to produce a feature film about the USS Liberty. Obviously, they're having trouble finding funding and distribution.
Yeah, that's why they have to make it a comedy instead, if possible. I don't know how they can make that a comedy, but...
Yeah, I don't know how that could, that's a pretty serious subject.
It's pretty serious, yeah. But they, also, The War Machine was pretty serious, too, with Brad Pitt, and he... that's the way those guys are. Every time a general, a new general says, I'm going to win, I'm going to win. I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to win. And no, he's not going to win either. They come at these guys. Finally, the generals are getting honest there about Afghanistan and saying, hey, nobody's going to win. I think that's when finally you hear some of the officers say that. And that's why they're finally going to pick up and just get out of Afghanistan.
Yep.
But as far as the whole thing with Israel, the USS Liberty, I believe that's the key thing. If people, more people would find out about that. And it's hard for them to believe that because of cognitive dissonance. You're not going to, people don't want to believe that. What do you mean? That's supposed to be our best friend in the world. Everybody says, that's what CNN tells us, is our best ally, our strongest ally, our best friends. And, you know, they're sleeping, they're all so happy together and everything. But then they blew up some poor sailors that got killed in that thing.
Yep.
Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch over to Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. I want to just touch base on something closer to home here. I used to live in a condo complex in West Vancouver, British Columbia, and had quite a large number of Iranians live there, expatriates. And so I haven't lived there for a while, but my friend still lives there. She just told me lately that a lot of them are having trouble paying their condo fees. They're older and retired. Some of them are, one of them was a retired architect. They still have investments that they rely on. So I guess these sanctions are really having quite an impact on them.
I imagine
so. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Yeah, they, you know, they're older and retired. And, I don't know. It just seems kind of sad, this whole situation. It just affects people closer to home. Yeah, you know, these Iranians, they're really smart, intelligent, very. They accepted Canadian culture. I mean, these people aren't, you know, they're not walking around with explosives strapped to their back like the media would tell us. Mm-hmm. And as far as Mark from North Carolina, if you're comparing Saudi Arabia to Israel, at least Saudi Arabia doesn't have the Samson option. Pointed their nukes at the rest of the world in case they go down.
Well, they may have that soon. I mean, they're now in the process of trying to acquire nuclear weapons, and nobody's making a big deal about it.
Yeah, that's sad. It's funny because you don't hear the media making a fuss about Pakistan having weapons, nuclear weapons, or India for that matter.
Yes.
And that seems like more of a hotbed as far as I'm concerned. But, yeah, just, and I know a lot of the Rivero's Rangers, I hear them a lot of times, almost every day. There's a really good Texas radio station. I know it reaches a lot of people in Dallas. It's called WBAP. And I know they have a Chris Salcedo show. He's kind of this conservative. But he's one of these guys that just drools over Netanyahu and you name it. And it would be great if, like, some of these guys, some of these Rivero Rangers could, you know, phone those guys. It's a little harder to get through. You got to, you know, tell them what you're going to talk about before you phone them up. And they do scream quite a bit.
Yes.
So you kind of got to sneak it in there and get your point across about, you know, we're just being manipulated by the media. So I'll leave you with that.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, and thank you for the phone call. And we've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I got three things for you, Mike. One's on geography here, but I wanted to say, do you remember, Mike, I can't remember the time that China put its firewall up.
Oh, that was years ago.
Yeah, right before that, a young blogger over in China had released a video. It was about 7 or 9 minutes long. And it showed him walking through a tunnel system where all of these missiles were buried deep inside this mountain. And he had probably walked, I'll say, at least a half a mile. And it was just truck after truck after truck. And it's kind of what you'd see over in Russia with these mobile platform carrier type things, you know?
Yes.
And it reminded me of over in Normandy, of how they did 1,000 sorties on the old German subtenders over there. And they still couldn't knock that thing down. And today we have the advent of these MOAB bombs and stuff, you know. But
yes,
America sometimes doesn't realize what it might bite off if it does something wrong. And I would compare America to that of a domestic abuse call that law enforcement is called to. And that's where the husband beats the crap, or the woman beats the crap out of whichever mate it is like that. And when it comes time to the arrest, the one that just got beat up says, well, don't arrest, say, him, because I love him. But now they've enacted state laws to make it so that the state takes over and they go ahead and arrest the individual anyway. Well, if we were to turn that around and have some other country look at ours and say, well, hey, look, you guys are really oppressed under your Federal Reserve. You've got those radicalized alleged Christians that are running your country there. Your cops are killing 1,000 people a year, a dog every 93 minutes. They're forcefully injecting your children like that. They're teaching this whatever agendas on them and stuff. You know, you guys need liberated. And that's, I mean, it's kind of like watching Naomi Klein's video, The Shock Doctrine, and actually realizing what this country has done to other people. And yes. I was reading earlier that Pinochet's arrest over there in London, and the very bottom of the paragraph, it says he will be sorely missed by the arms manufacturers.
Yes.
That was right in there. And reminded me of Rand Paul talking to Wolf Blitzer, where Wolf Blitzer says, well, you can't stop bombing Yemen there because of the arms makers. I mean, could you imagine as Americans sitting down to a dinner with your wife and family and watching the evening news with Brian Williams talking about them beautiful missiles, you know, and,
yes.
and realize that the very thing that you just built is killing someone, you know, and you want your family to pat you on the back, you know? Hey, Dad, good job, you know. Anyway, geography-wise, I've been watching this whole thing here on the Pacific Northwest here, and it extends past that. I watch a lot of these so-called doom videos, too, of the massive floods and stuff all over the planet here, whether it's in Russia, Iran, the locust, all that stuff. Down in Indonesia, the mass, you can drive for miles, and the whole crust of the plate down there is cracking. Pine
yes.
Ridge outside of Yakima, Kennewick, that entire mountain is about ready to calve, it looks like. And they keep forecasting this 9.2 earthquake for the Pacific Northwest there. And then you find out that the edge of the caldera for Yellowstone here in Montana goes clear over to Kennewick.
Yes.
And you think, well, if a 9.2 quake hit over there off the coast there or wherever, what that little ripple effect would do to that caldera to make it slap Yellowstone or something like that, you know? It's like hitting a 55-gallon drum of oil, you know? But what I'm getting at, and this is the same thing over where the Great Rift is in Africa, where Africa's splitting in half over there and stuff, you know?
Yes.
But there are so many things going on in this world here, and I think if something were to happen to America here, like, say, a quake or something like that of that magnitude, with the amount of population on the Pacific Northwest coast and the amount of debt that the United States is in to where it can't even handle whether it's Katrina or any of these other hurricanes or the Midwest flooding, who would come to our aid if something like that happened when America snubs everyone else?
You know, you're absolutely right here. And because every time the United States, you know, goes to the aid of some other country that's had a natural disaster, it turns out it's basically going on in and buying up all the hard assets for pennies on the dollar. And so other countries might come on in and, you know, do the same thing to us. But you're right. Let me rephrase that. When the Yellowstone caldera blows, the government's not going to be able to do a thing about it. And it's going to wipe out, you know, pretty much the western half of the country.
Well, it's the same, like, you know, that massive crack down there in the ground down in Texas, too, you know. Down in, I believe it was Brazil, where that entire basically little town slid down the mountain there. You're talking about thousands and thousands of homes.
Yes.
And to me, it's like, the Earth is in a constant, I wouldn't call it actual climate change. I would call a lot of crust upheaval from these different areas where the plates are pushing against each other so much, and that's why the Himalayas keep growing and all the stuff, you know. But
well, that's what plate tectonics is all about. And yeah, the crust of the entire Earth is a dynamic system. You have the plate tectonics on the surface. You have all kinds of circulations going on. Down in the mantle, and yeah, after a certain amount of time, things will happen. Apparently, they've had a swarm of microquakes down in Southern California that had people living around Fontana. They're a little bit nervous. Apparently, there was a cluster of quakes along the Cascadia subduction zone. If that one lets go, that'll be a worse quake than anything on the San Andreas. That one could generate a tsunami that would basically take out Seattle.
Right, right. That's on the lower end of the Olympic Peninsula there. But, yeah, you know, there's just so many things going on here. And I kind of like Rodney King, where he's, you know, why can't we all just get along, you know? But I look at, like I say, if you were to put yourself into that position of someone else, and then it's like watching John Pilger's video, The War You Didn't See. When you go to Iraq and you see the hundreds and hundreds of feet of just graves where it's labeled a man holding three children with a watch in his hand. This is what the United States has done, and it was all based on a lie. And so when you hear people like Iran screaming death to America, you can understand why those people would get a little bit peeved. And is it for what? So the Iranians can have an iPhone in their hand? I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is. And what it is the United States is in decline economically, manufacturing, agriculturally, and nobody who's a politician, nobody in government really knows how to address these problems. So they're going to scream about gay reparations and abortion and try and hang on to power and solve their problems with the war because they can't think of anything else to do.
Yeah, it's a big distraction. Years old, well, I'm as old as you, I guess I could say it. But, but you know, you remember how fun it was back in the 70s and 80s and even early 90s and stuff where people actually went out and had fun. And nowadays, when you look at what the IMF says about each household in America is about $400 from a collapse, you look at the 40 farmer suicides a day, the farmers, and it's like even these bailouts, they only went to corporations, not to the local farmers there. And then, as I've stated before, the 57 active-duty Marines that committed suicide last year, the 22 in special ops, on top of the 8,000 veterans that died, then the 307,000 veterans that were basically off by the VA. This country doesn't care about you. And no. That's the sad part. And it's like I say, it's like the spouse that keeps beating up the other one, and when someone comes there to say, hey, we're here to help you, it's, well, you know, I love America. Don't arrest them. We need to make a change in this country.
I agree.
And I think the only way that you're ever going to see a change in this country, though, is like your other caller had mentioned earlier there. Until Americans get out from their keyboards, from being keyboard warriors, and getting out in the streets and demanding reform, just like they did when they did all these coups in these other countries, and they were told to stay indoors, and those people said, you know, and they went out in the streets by thousands, and they even got their politicians to resign, and they took off by helicopter, you know. This is the same thing with watching Venezuela. You watch those videos down there, thousands and thousands and thousands of people out there for Maduro down there. Same thing down in Brazil when you watch, was it 3 million people line the streets because of higher bus fares. Same thing over in the Middle East where even the Arab Muslim populations get together and they flood the entire cities with their people. They're just upset with their government, and there's reform. But here, everyone's sitting there, nah, I'm not getting involved, you know. It's not my forte.
Well, that may change very rapidly, but again, I think we will have a chance to make some changes in this country following one of two possible outcomes. The first is an economic collapse that does bring the government down with it, or we do get into a war with a military peer and we lose, like we're losing in Syria, like we just lost in Afghanistan. And I think that may be the reason why Trump pulled back from Iran, was he was being told by people in the Pentagon, we can't win this one. And if they lose too many more, then America's illusion of military invincibility goes away. And other countries start wandering off to run their countries the way they want to.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why that NATO did that catfishing program here lately, where they were, checking on, I think they ensnared 150 different soldiers there. that were sending out their locations and their little Snapchats and other things, and they pushed that information onto the Pentagon. Because the military, just like everyone else in their selfies and stuff, they brag about their locations. They're like that. I have a friend that's he's an American Muslim. He's white, but he's Muslim convert. Has a beautiful wife and a child. He's stationed down in the south down there. And I chat with him every once in a while on Instagram there. And he sends me stuff, and I'm going, boy, this kid is well awake to what's going on. And then I wondered, well, if he is, then I bet you the other guys in his little platoon, or whatever you want to call it, are the same, you know. So I don't think the military is as dumb as we think they are. So maybe we'll get a military coup before too long.
That's entirely possible as well. And again, I know that the high command are loyal to the deep state. But your rank and file military people, by and large, they tend to be strict constitutionalists.
Right. Yeah. That, you know, to me, that's like when you confront one of our law enforcement. I have a lot of good chats. You remember there was an article here not too long ago. I don't want your time out here, but there was an article not too long ago here about how people that were like sending emails and Twitters to law enforcement were being charged with electronic harassment. And because a lot of departments don't want people to know it, just like that Sheriff's Fight Club that I found out about down there in Florida through the Miami Herald. Then I started looking around, and it was in New Jersey, Colorado, California. And these were all organized by the sheriff's offices, and it's to harden these boys up to put them into the life of crime for the privatized prison system, just like this opiate crisis, all these big pharma things. I mean, if anyone looked inside of America and saw what was going on, they'd say, boy, those people need some help over there.
Yes, we
but
do.
We inside the country, you know, we living here, or a lot of many inside this country, cannot believe it. They still have that affirmed thing, just like the husband and wife that sit down for dinner and they say, my husband or my wife wouldn't do that to me, and suddenly a pan is upside the head, you know. But it's coming, and if people don't wake up, they're going to get caught blindsided.
I agree. But, you know, I think people are waking up. Unfortunately, they're waiting for somebody else to do something about it. And that's an artifact of our growing up with TV shows, where if you wait just half an hour or 1 hour with time out for commercials, whatever problem was presented during the exposition gets solved. And we've grown up with stories of, you know, Batman and the Lone Ranger and Superman and all these superheroes coming on in to save the world for us. They don't exist. And if we're going to save this country,
yeah,
you're right. We have to find some nonviolent, peaceful way to do it. Again, to me, it's obvious this country cannot continue on the path it is currently on. Something's going to break somewhere, either in the economy, within the political system, or within the military.
Yeah, I think another thing is, like, Americans in it, like our age group, like that, we lived for so long with the Walter Cronkites and the Dan Rathers and stuff as a father figure that was sitting there during the evening news telling us of day's events. And it's only now that we realize that whatever they told us then was a lie. So today,
yes,
whatever they're telling us is also a lie, you know. Anyway, I'll let you go. Your time's up. So you take care of yourself, my best to Claire, and good luck on your move when you get over here.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi.
I was doing some looking into who owns some of these military-industrial complex companies and, you know, the MSM.
Yes.
They're all the same people, Mike.
Yep.
It's all the same people. It's crazy. Raytheon is owned mostly by BlackRock. Fourth largest, Bank of America. Bank of America. Right?
Yep.
I don't have to tell you who is running Bank of America. I don't really have to tell you who's running BlackRock. CNN, well, that's Ted Turner, which is now, you know, something else entirely. It's a big incestuous relationship.
Yes.
You know, all of the big banks in the United States, they all have their fingers in basically anything that can make anything, any money at all, like BlackRock, you know, has like $7 trillion out there, or sorry, $6.3 trillion in assets.
Yes,
$6.3 trillion. They own almost $4.5 trillion of Raytheon, with just 8% of its shares. That's insane. And Raytheon is funded mostly by the United States taxpayer.
Yep.
So does that mean that you guys really own it? It's your cash.
No. We have no property rights. You know, our taxes are sort of looked at as, if you want, rent. And it conveys no property rights or ownership rights or any kind of any other rights. The government just takes the money, gives it to the military-industrial complex. The military-industrial complex buys controlling interest in the media to push the idea for war. Anyway, Al, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe, trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to back up to Iran here because there are some new developments. And one is that the USS Boxer, which is an amphibious landing ship, has arrived in the Persian Gulf. It's carrying apparently 1,000 Marines along with various helicopters, vertical takeoff aircraft. So it's basically joining the fray, as it were. The other bit of news that came on through is that, as I mentioned before, Iran knew the U.S. attack was coming. They had been informed by Oman. And the latest story is that Iran contacted the United States and said, if you hit so much as a grain of sand on Iran, we will open fire on U.S. assets in the Gulf, meaning the warships. And that may be, that actually would have been a good reason for Trump to call off the attack. All right, so let's turn to our domestic politics. As you know, we're coming up on the first Democratic debates this week, and everybody is shuffling for positions. And a lot of people are expecting that Tulsi Gabbard is actually going to come off looking very, very good. Meanwhile, de Blasio was stumping around the United States, and he's out there bragging about how he represents 8.6 million people in New York City. But the biggest crowd he could draw was apparently only 15. So we may be approaching the point where some of these Democrats start to drop on out. All right, the House Democrats now want to go after Kellyanne Conway. Representative Elijah Cummings, the House Oversight Chairman, said his committee will push a vote on Wednesday to authorize a subpoena for testimony in connection with Ms. Conway's failure to comply with the Hatch Act and ethics laws. Now, the Hatch Act is a law that prohibits partisan political activity by federal employees. So they're just trying to find somebody they can get to roll on Donald Trump. I mean, here we are almost 2 years into Trump's first term in office, and they can't let it go. They just cannot let it go. Now, yesterday, former Republican South Carolina Representative Trey Gowdy said that his perspective of the special counsel's investigation changed after he saw a transcript of an interaction between the FBI and a Trump campaign associate believed to be George Papadopoulos. And Trey said initially he was supportive of Mueller. He was supportive of the idea to investigate what Russian did. But when he saw the transcript, it changed his perspective. And apparently part of the concern is there are hints that there is a transcript out there that contained exculpatory information for Papadopoulos. And that was withheld. Now, the claim coming from Trey Gowdy, Trump wasn't being given the same intelligence briefings by the FBI as Hillary Clinton was during the 2016 election. Apparently, they were that convinced that Hillary was going to win, and so they were paring back on the briefings for Donald Trump. Okay, there's our music. We've got to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number three after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.